From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. The CEO of what the stock market still thinks is the most valuable company in the world is due in India today. For Apple, trying to stem slower growth and sales, it's not just a matter of hanging out a sign and selling iPhones in India. We reached Sanjoy Majumdar, India correspondent from our partner broadcaster, the BBC, in Delhi today.
India's a market that slowly but surely is rising in Apple's eyes. In the first quarter of this year, when global sales of iPhones registered a decline for the first time, India was the one market where there was a significant increase, upwards of 56% in the sale of Apple smartphones. So it's a market that's growing. It is a market that Apple believes it can expand in. At the moment, in the smartphone section, it's only got about 2% of its market share. And if you look at some of the other IT companies or global companies that have been here, they've been very slow in picking up.
Now, Apple has run into some opposition. It's trying to open some retail stores in India, but also it's having trouble selling used, refurbished iPhones in India.
It wasn't just Apple. A lot of international companies couldn't own company-owned retail stores in India. That policy was changed sometime last year, and that's why Apple is now able to open its own stores rather than retail through someone else. And as for being able to sell refurbished Apple phones, they're quite keen on doing it because this is a very price-sensitive market. But at the moment, India simply doesn't allow it, partly to protect its domestic industry. And that's something I know Mr. Cook is going to push for when he meets the Indian Prime Minister. The meeting is scheduled for Saturday.
BBC India correspondent Sanjoy Majumdar in Delhi, thank you for this.
Thank you.